Hello, love. Welcome back to A School Audio Sessions. It's been a minute. And this week, I wanted to dive into something very specific, and that is what's happening with your business in relation to sales, in relation to booking, in relation to frequency of visit, and what's happening in your business literally right now. I had a few anecdotal conversations with a few different service providers over the last couple weeks, estheticians, lash artists, hairstylists. And it was interesting because they mentioned to me that things were slowing down for them. And by slowing down, they meant actual like bookings, the amount of time booked, the amount of time available, that type of thing. Now, again, super anecdotal, and I am in no way saying like that's a trend or whatever, but I wanted to do this audio session because the timing is really important to have a look at what's happening with your business, not just right now, but what you forecast to be happening in your business in the next 3 to 6 months. In January, when we did the 2023 Trends and Outlooks workshop, I spoke to the idea of 2023 and recession and 2023 and inflation. And as I've been sharing regarding both recession and inflation, so much of it is psychological, meaning someone's not individually experiencing any hardships or stress, but in their mind, because of the media and what everyone's talking about, they're like, oh my gosh, it's a recession's coming. I need to stop spending, even though they have a lot of expendable income. So we have to always remember the psychological side of this and also the reality side of this. And when we were talking about that, I was talking about not only, of course, being mindful of your actual costs as you do when you review your profit and loss statement every month, because I know you review your profit and loss statement every month with your bookkeeper, but really paying attention to your own real cost. Are they going up? Are they going down? In the cases of energy and supplies and things like that, so being really mindful of that, and then, of course, being really mindful of your prices, how they relate to the value of your brand and the brand promise. And that led us to the three big words that I focused on in that January workshop, and that was care, trust, and value. Care, trust, and value. Because even if somebody does not have any economic hardship, the psychology says, I need to find more value for my money. I need to find more value for my money. And that's really where your experience comes in. That's where your marketing comes in. And when we look at the different types of client behaviors in these scenarios, what we may see is clients spreading out their appointments. And if you are not consistently looking at that lapsed client report, you may not even notice that Nina usually comes in every 4 weeks, and now she's coming in every 8. Annually, that has a significant impact on your revenue, right? And so as we talked about in Office Hours Live a couple weeks ago, having that system to consistently run those reports and have a system to consistently reach out to clients is going to be a key here in ensuring that clients are coming in inside their usual maintenance schedule, so they're happy with themselves, with their hair or skin or nails or lashes, and that you're able to take care of them. And if they cannot do that, if their budget has changed, that also gives you an opportunity to discuss that and come up with solutions. In my Awesome as Fuck Healthy Boundary Handbook, we have a discussion around pricing when a price increase becomes too much for an individual client. And one of the common responses to that is, fine, go find somebody else within your budget, right? But there's another option. There's another option, because remember, healthy boundaries are flexible. They're moldable. They're malleable. They are not walls. They are not hard nose. That's not what healthy boundaries are. So in the case of a client that is experiencing some economic hardship, but still has a budget to come in, that's when we look at, okay, well, let's look at different ways that we can create a look for you that allows you to come in less often. See, it's more strategic. We're not sitting back and going, oh shit, we lost a client because we couldn't come up with a solution for them. Now, I'm not saying discount, because I don't believe in discounting services. So this has nothing to do with that. This has to do with a client's available budget that they set for their personal care. And if it's possible to work within that, then we look at lifetime client value, which we talk about often. Lifetime client value being the amount of value that client brings you over the lifetime of your relationship. So we start looking at long-term solutions. We start looking at retaining those clients as opposed to having one thing, a little bump in the road, and being like, fuck you, go find somebody else. You can feel that difference, right? So that's something I want you to keep in mind. In addition to that, again, we hear the media, yes, there's a recession. No, there's not a recession. Inflation is slowing, which it actually is. Inflation is not slowing. That could be a narrative as well. However, we have to remember that there's different sectors in the economy, right? And while unemployment is at a historic low, that doesn't mean that that's true for all sectors, right? So we've seen in the tech sector a significant amount of layoffs starting last year. They were recalibrating from what many say is overhiring in the pandemic, whether that's Amazon or Microsoft or Facebook or, you know, again, the tech sector. So if you have a large clientele within the tech sector, you may be experiencing something different than someone that doesn't. Another example is student loan repayment in the U.S. Now, last week, or the week before, whenever it was, a lot happened in the last couple of weeks in terms of the U.S. government. However, the student loan repayment is starting back in October. And there have been some reports that that could have an impact on the overall economy, because it's a lot of fucking money. And while students were not having to do those repayments, what were they spending that quote unquote extra money on? That's a good question, right? So again, looking at different sectors, if you have a clientele that has a significantly high percentage of students, recently graduated folks from college, that have student loans that have not been repaying them for the last handful of years, it's something to consider. I'm not saying anything's gonna happen, but I'm not saying anything's not gonna happen. It's just, again, something to pay attention to. So this is what I do, right? I'm paying attention to what's happening in the world, trends and economists, and looking at many different approaches from respectable research companies like McKinsey and, you know, the things that I've been doing for decades, because that was a big part of my responsibility as a marketer in my old life. So all I'm inviting you to do is to pay attention, is to look at your current systems, look at that client care, look at that experience, look at that consistency, look at how you care for folks, how you're building trust, and how you're creating more value. When you're looking at the services that you offer, when you're looking at your pricing or your upcoming price increases and or price adjustments, these are all things to consider. And it's about your market, your brand, because everyone's is different. Different markets, different brands, meaning you are going to need to do different things depending on your situation, not what somebody on Instagram tells you to do. Okay. So we have a workshop coming up this coming Monday the 10th, I believe. And we're going to be talking about the intersection of pricing, brand, and marketing. We will be talking a little bit about this in the context of value and experience and stuff like that. So you may want to join us. And if you haven't watched the workshops that we've done so far this year, two of them may be really helpful to you. One is, of course, the Trends and Outlooks workshop, which I predicted a lot of things in that workshop that actually are happening, and shared a lot of trends in those workshops that are also happening. So this is what I do. Anyways, that's a good one. And then also elevating your client experience, which we did a few months ago. That may help you if you are looking at ways to build more value into your experiences. Okay. So those are two workshops I absolutely recommend. And if you want to dive deeper into this conversation, I would love to hear from you. What does your business look like? Because I know that some of you are completely booked for months, and some of you are seeing openings in your book that you did not expect. Now, remember, when we're looking at that stuff, a good thing to look at is like, oh, here's an example. Oh, my books are really light this summer. So we have to look into that and ask questions. Were they similarly as light last summer? Because some of you have seasonal rhythms that are, you know, different. So we aren't going to just assume the worst. I know sometimes our brains go there. We want to analyze it and ask questions and check in with, again, the experience, post-experience follow-up, our systems, all of that. So if you want to talk about it, let me know. Jump in our Facebook group, ask a question, or message me on Instagram or email or wherever. I am so grateful for you. I hope you are enjoying your summer. Travel is up right now, and I hope that you are finding, if you love travel, I hope you're having some awesome travel experiences, connecting with your friends, going to music things, whatever it is that you're doing. I hope that you are enjoying yourself. It's a beautiful season that reminds us to play, right? That reminds us to tap into those simple joys. And I hope that's what you're experiencing a little bit of this summer. Thank you so much for listening. Have a peaceful day. Bye.